This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kupo sees the green, bounced it off of him, stolen by Buddy Hield. Hield pulls up in transition, three, got
there
it.
Go.
That's a big shot right there.
Huge, huge.
That's the Buck lead in half. What a break for Golden State.
Hey, Aries, it's Buddy Hield. You're listening to Willib and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan. Buddy Hield. There was that day where I'm like, yeah, play him less.
I mean, everybody.
Yeah, play him less.
I think I said that on Twitter last night. Bad day for the Hield haters.
Yeah, no, I've never been a Hield hater.
You don't hate anything or anyone.
Mm.
Like, honestly, there's things you don't like.
I don't know if that's true. Well, I don't like the word hate.
Mark, you out here sounding like a hater,
my
brother.
Yes. I know. And a special shout out to everybody on Twitter. I'm not going to respond to you, but I see you. Oh, I know. Just crapping on Steph Curry all day long.
All day yesterday.
And that stupid Warrior organization that's classless and has no interest in winning. That's me. That's always been me. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I was supposed to jump in and defend you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you already did.
Yeah.
You already did.
Big time.
And by the way,
I only did so because, like, what you received over what you said was disproportionate.
It was absurd.
Right. Your take was basically, I don't know why he's resting when they need to go out and win games.
Well, no.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah, I think even furthermore, the take actually is, if that's where we're at today, if we've reached a level of exhaustion on March 17th, that sounds like a reason for concern. And I'm going to stand up and say, I am skeptical that this is all going to go well for the next 2 months. It doesn't mean I'm right. It doesn't mean that I'm hoping for that. It just means that the Warriors are pretty old at their core, and I think that their assignment is very, very difficult, knowing that everybody's backs and knees and shoulders and heads need to be screwed on completely straight if all of this is going to go well. I'm pretty sure that Anthony Slater said the exact same thing this morning.
this has been kind of a winding season, but they found a chance to spot rest him last night. I think that'll help. But the reality is he has a marathon ahead of him if they're really going to make a deep run. And that's tough on not only his body. Jimmy Butler's 35, Draymond Green's 35. So that is what makes me the most skeptical of the idea that they're now, you know, a true title contender is just the age and accumulation that is ahead for really, you know, a two-month sprint if you're really going to get into June.
Yeah, that's pretty much it right there. That's pretty much it. So, you know, we can all look at this however we want to look at it. I'm super excited that they're playing great basketball. I love that right now they're sitting in the sixth seed. I think hanging on to it is going to be a bigger challenge than people realize. I'm not saying they can't do it. And I think that we sit here with our opinions today baked into the idea that all three of the big three are healthy and playing basketball.
Sure.
Not the case for a lot of the other teams that are chasing and competing right now. There's no LeBron, there's no Jaren Jackson, and we could go on and on with all of that. And is it going to stay that way for the remaining 13 games? Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers always crossed, especially when you have an older team. And you and I were doing this off the air earlier in the week as I was looking back at the final year, the last year of the Bulls dynasty and how old they all were. And Rodman was, I think, 37, and Jordan was 35, and Pippen was 33 or 34. So that team was able to get it done in that year with an older core of players. And so it is possible where, and I know that was a different time and you didn't have the same level of deep competition that the Warriors are going to have to face. I did find it interesting what Steve Kerr said about why he rested. And, you know, Steve told us point blank he will play tomorrow.
He's going to play tomorrow.
Which is not really breaking news. We all kind of assumed it. But, you know, he was watching Steph a lot more closely than all of us. And he was seeing some of the same things that we see, which are, you know, the lazy turnovers and him not really showing the same level of energy. And so, yeah, Steph, you need to sit down. You need to take a day and, you know, go play golf. And I almost wanted to ask him if Steph actually did go and play golf. Like,
maybe
yesterday did he grab 9 holes? You're not going to play basketball. So he didn't have to go through his normal game day routine, right?
Well, these are veterans with the media as well. And I would bet that if Steph did play golf yesterday, Steve Kerr would not say it on the radio.
Of course.
Because, you know, like, whoa, wait a minute. You went and you watch out for your back. I thought your back hurt. Like, people would freak out if Steph Curry went and played golf yesterday. But I hope he shot a 72.
He maybe just grab 9. Grab a quick 9.
Shoot 36.
And he could play golf in places where no one would ever really see it.
Oh, yes, he can.
Yeah.
That's actually the main place he plays golf.
Yeah, places where...
Place where nobody goes.
Well, there are places...
I mean, somebody goes there.
Right.
You got to have a lot.
Well, there's even places like where nobody actually goes. Like,
well, sure.
Like the Institute, for example, which is a golf course that I think it only exists in the imagination. And it's a golf course.
It's a golf course that only is a figment of our imagination.
Isn't there a league about that on ESPN or something?
No, that would be the golf league.
Ah.
And yeah, you actually get to watch it and shout out whoever won that cockamamie indoor thing last night. I think it was the final last night.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not cockamamie. It's just a thing.
But, Bob Fitzgerald knows about the Institute.
Okay.
Because I believe it's a golf course that was built by the Fry family. Your best buys are always at Fry's, guaranteed.
Mm.
And so it's a golf course that basically doesn't get played. So a course like that, he can go play and
sure
no one would ever know.
Yeah. Yeah. What you got, Lucas?
Oh, I was just going to say that, who are we kidding? You would be the one blasting him, Willard, if you found out.
Well, I hate the Warriors and I hate Steph. That's been very, very well established.
Lazy, really.
Thank you.
Playing golf instead of basketball. Probably. Your words, not mine.
I do like to blast the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Matt in Oakland's got an interesting vibe and an interesting take. Hey, Matt, what do you got, man? Thanks for calling.
Hey guys, good show. Thanks. This discussion about, you know, Steph being in and out and guys needing to rest. I caught myself early in the game last night having a thought I hadn't really had before, which was during one of the early timeouts. For a second, I was like, you know, I think I'm actually more confident tonight about this game with Jimmy in and Steph out than I probably would have been with Steph in and Jimmy out. And that's not something I've really felt like ever about this team, maybe in the KD days. So I just was wondering what you guys thought about that, if there's something there. I'm not saying one guy's
you know, better than the other guy or anything like that. And it's obviously it's a really small sample size, but I definitely felt that. I saw Jimmy and Draymond and the guys out there, and that confidence that they have with Jimmy just was still there. I felt, I don't know.
Matt, I think you're on to something, and I mean that less about like confirming your opinion and more about like I think there are a lot of people like you. It makes sense right now. The Warriors got Jimmy Butler, stopped losing basketball games when he plays. They've only lost two of them. The one time they didn't have him since he arrived, they lost that game too. I'm not counting the ones before he even started playing. And there's a style of play thing in there too, which is that only Steph is the one who can really put you on the back and score, right? He can go. I don't think Jimmy's got a lot of 55-point games or whatever he put up against Orlando a few weeks ago. Steph is the one that can do that. But Jimmy is probably better at getting everything involved and glued together on both ends of the floor. And that's just a stylistic thing. It's not about, like Matt said, it's not about who's better. It's not about taking a shot at one of them. But Jimmy is probably a little bit more of a glue player. Steph is a little bit more of a dynamic player. And so which one leaves you as a more viable team on a given night? I don't know the answer to that. But right now, it does kind of feel like Jimmy.
Well, when Jimmy plays, you basically don't lose.
You win.
You've lost twice. And, you know, of that, one of them was against Denver, and Denver was phenomenal. And, you know, Jimmy and everyone else was kind of ordinary. So, yeah, he's much more of a glue guy on both ends of the floor. But Steph Curry can do things that Jimmy can only dream of. So
of course.
When Steph is, you know, rested and doing Steph things, he takes you to a whole nother echelon that Jimmy Butler can't.
I wonder if that question would get answered differently by fans than by opponents. In other words, if I'm an opponent and I'm about to go play the Warriors, I would rather that Steph sits. I don't want to face Steph Curry. I don't want to try to guard him. What he does, the fear that he brings up in opponents when he crosses half court with the ball, I think is next level. I think it's as high as anybody in the game and as high as anybody has been in the game probably since Kobe and Jordan. So I would rather Jimmy plays. But a fan might kind of look at that in a little bit of a different way right now because of the recency bias and because of what you just said. Yeah, like they look more viable when Jimmy is in there without Steph than the other way around. When Jimmy is out, it looks like it's hard for the whole team to find a shot sometimes.
Agreed, and I do think if I'm an NBA team, I can decide, and we've seen this a bunch of times this year, where NBA teams have taken a player and said, do nothing but follow Steph Curry. And you've seen Steph now get guarded for all 94 feet, and you see him getting face guarded on the inbound and just basically face guarded throughout possessions. And so you can do that with Steph. You can't really do that with somebody like Jimmy Butler because he's not going to be that much of a scoring threat. And so you could take Steph away and try your luck at 4-on-4 with everyone else. But if you have Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, you can still be a dynamic offense because they're both connectors and they're playmakers.
No doubt.
If you have Steph and you don't have Jimmy Butler, well, now it's kind of up to Draymond to be that enabler for Steph. And when Draymond goes out, then what else do you have? You've got Kuminga who then has to cook.
I don't know if he's ready to cook. I don't know if he's been defrosted yet.
Not thoroughly.
You know?
He was doing great before he got hurt.
I'm not worried about Jonathan Kuminga, but it's twofold. A, maybe he's still getting the legs underneath him and all that. And maybe B, this, quote, new team that he's joining, there might not be room for him to cook too often. There might just not be that room. You know, I look at the Jimmy Butler experience kind of in this way. Like, Jimmy can have some 20-point nights, although he largely doesn't. He's averaging under 17 points a game, or he was going into last night. Maybe it's over it now. But he's averaging about 16, 17 points per game with the Warriors. Steph is doing his thing. He obviously is a dynamic scorer. And then outside of that, it's a little circumstantial in terms of who's the next scorer on the team. Does Buddy get hot? Does Moses do his thing? Does Quentin hit 4 threes? Anybody else out there can be that step in double-digit score, and it's kind of just based on who's open as the rotations go and then who's hot. So it might be Jonathan on some nights, but I don't know that there's going to be room for him to be like a ball-stopping, go-get-us 20-type player. I don't think they want him to be that.
I don't think he's going to have the shots to do that.
Yeah, agreed.
And it's a small sample, but in the four games since he's been back, he is averaging just under 10 shots a game. And, you know, it was 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 27, and 24. So he's not yet getting the full rack of minutes that he will get, but he's getting about 10 shots a night. And if he gets 10 shots a night and he shoots, you know, 40, 50%, that right there is probably 10 points. He hasn't hit a three since he's come back. Free throws, he's gotten to the line pretty often. So he's right there about 14 points a night, but he's not going to be in a spot, I don't think, to where you're going to ask him to get you 20 or 25 most nights, because you mentioned it, Quentin from three, you've got Buddy who gets hot, Pods is going to play a lot, and you know Pods is actually finding his comfort zone from behind the line The rest of it. And GP2, and Steve mentioned it, Steve Kerr, who joined us, he's been playing awesome, so you need to have him on the floor, and he's actually been shooting it great from the corner. So the need for Jonathan Kuminga to quote-unquote cook on offense is not as great as it was before he got hurt.
No doubt. Taking your Warrior phone calls rest of the hour, 888-957-9570. And again, big day on Willard and Dibs. Both Steve Kerr and Brandon Pajemski joined us on the show. Download the Odyssey app. Make sure you subscribe. You can find all of our content there. You can go to YouTube as well. So if you missed any portion of Brandon Pajemski and or Steve Kerr, you can go get access to those. Both of them were great. Both of them were really, really good today, and just feeling clearly comfortable after what took place last night. Let's get out to Patrick on 580. Patrick, thank you for calling. What's up?
How you guys doing? I have a take that the reason why I think it's working now is because Jimmy Butler is the voice of accountability that Draymond Green just can't be anymore in that locker room. I'm going to listen to your take on the radio.
Well, are you still there, Patrick? No, he's gone. I want to know why you think that.
We think from the outside.
Why would Draymond Green not be able to be a voice of accountability anymore?
I don't see it. Based on what he's done, getting suspended,
punching
Jordan Poole. And I'm just guessing because he's going to take the answer on the air, which I respect, as opposed to off the air. And so I'm trying to work my way through what I believe his point was. But if I think about the locker room, Kevon, GP2, and Steph, they all are champions with him, as is Kuminga. And then you have Quentin Post, who wasn't here for that episode. Pat Spencer, who wasn't here. Jimmy Butler, who wasn't here. So I wonder how much carryover there is, if any at all. Like Draymond Green, inside the locker room, how much of a negative perception could there be? Can't see any of it.
I think it's probably gone. I think it's water under the bridge is my read. I don't know. I do remember that when it happened, people would bring up Kuminga and Moody, and they would say about those two guys, if you're another young player on the team and you're trying to earn your stripes with the Golden State Warriors and you watch a veteran treat a young player like that, how would you feel? I remember that conversation.
Sure.
And I don't know how they felt about it. I don't know. You know, we knew that Andrew Wiggins was tight with Jordan Poole. I don't know exactly where Kuminga and Moody sat on that whole issue. But the read now is that whatever there was is under the bridge. Whatever there was, because now he continues to be the name that I hear the most when young players are talking about who is leading them, guiding them, taking you under their wing, whatever. And you can see it in Draymond's press conferences, too. You can see the way, the thoughtfulness of what he's saying and what he's thinking about with the other players. He is like another coach. I think in a short sample, Jimmy is catching up quick. I do think he is a voice and a voice of accountability. I just don't think he's the only one. And I don't think Draymond has fallen down the totem pole at all.
And I don't think that Draymond is threatened by Jimmy's presence. And what Steve was just saying to us, Steve Kerr, who joined us, talking about Jimmy being the alpha of all alphas. Yeah, he's going to come in and he's going to do that and be that. But I think that Jimmy Butler is aware of what's gone on here in Golden State before he got there. I think he knows that Steph and Draymond have four rings apiece, and Steve Kerr has won 9 of the last 29, and he walks into a locker room that's had success. So you'd have to be pretty headstrong and pretty clueless, in my opinion, to come into a locker room as the alpha of all alphas and immediately try to impose your will and immediately try to, like, we're going to do it my way because I'm the alpha of all alphas. No, this team has won 4 titles. So you come into this locker room, you've got confidence, self-confidence, and you've got confidence in how you lead, but you also have a great awareness of what's gone on before you.
No doubt. And I think that Jimmy has somehow struck a perfect nerve with regard to that. In one sentence, he can be like, I know when it's going to be time for me to take over a game, and I will. And then the next sentence, he's like, dude, protect Steph Curry at all costs. That's our job. That's our leader. He's the dude. I'm not the dude. That's the dude.
Right.
And he can do all of that in 2 minutes in the same press sitting. He can do that. That's a special kind of characteristic that's not easy to do, to essentially have the biggest ego in the room and no ego at the same time. You know what I mean? When you, like, dude, if your nickname is Playoff Jimmy, but you can walk into a locker room and be like, protect that man. That man's our leader. He is our one. And we, like, protect us, Obi-Wan. You're our only hope. Like, I mean, that's part of the Jimmy Butler experience that I didn't know that we were going to get. It's pretty great.
It's the honeymoon phase.
It is.
And everyone's going to tell us that. And, you know, from the outside looking in, everybody's just waiting for this thing to blow apart. And I look at his previous situations and why they blew apart, and I don't think that those triggers, so to speak, exist here. He got his money, and he's 35 years old now, and he's on a team that's competing to win. And so, and it's a culture, I think, that kind of fits his personality. And, you know, he comes in, and what did Pods tell us earlier? He's like, yeah, this dude comes in and he lights a candle. And I hadn't really seen that before. We had Pods on earlier on the program. He's like, yeah, home, road, Jimmy comes in, he's lighting candles. And it's like,
I like candles.
Yeah. I mean, do your thing, Jimmy. Like, if you feel good burning a candle at your locker before the game, burn a candle.
Burn a candle.
Right.
They smell great. They look good.
Yeah, and I'm sure he feels okay with it. It's something that he's always done, so.
Could be a fire hazard in an NBA locker room, but that's okay.
Yeah. Depending on, you know, the wax level and, you know, how close he is to one of those overhead sprinklers.
Exactly. I'm glad we talked that out. Let's go to let's go to Troy. Santa Cruz Mountains. Hopefully we got a clear signal. Hey, Troy, what's up?
I think we're okay, Mark, Dibs. You guys can hear me okay?
You sound awesome, Troy.
Outstanding, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, I just want to echo a little bit what the previous caller spoke on with regard to, you know, when you go into crunch time and against a team like Milwaukee last night, you know, and I'm Steph and I'm old school Warriors guy, right? Not as old as you guys, but been watching since about 83, 84. And, of course, that's our guy. We always want him out there. But when you look at a game last night, right, where you have Giannis on the floor and what the Bucks do, I actually felt better knowing that Jimmy was out there with Dre and the rest of them than I would have maybe if Steph was out there, right? And so a different game might look a little bit differently, of course, because we need our main scorer. But I felt really confident last night, even without Steph, with Jimmy out there. And that's really kind of incredible to say. And what the other caller was talking about with regard to Draymond versus Jimmy, I just would offer the other idea that he's just another voice that Draymond respects, a guy that's clearly done it, right? So, you know, maybe if he has something to offer up, Dre may just take a little bit of a second seat to that, right? And just listen. And I think that would have an incredible dynamic throughout the locker room, whereas Podzinski, the younger cats, you know, can look at that and be like, oh, all right, well, Dre's not the main bully in the locker room, as it were. we've got another guy here that has a voice and has done it and has carried lackluster teams to the finals. And so I think that's just having a cascading effect. And the last note I would just say is, you know, already, in my opinion, this is already a win move by Dunleavy, Lacob, and the front office, because even if we slip into the 7th seed or 8th seed or go into the play-in, it's already a win, right? The team has been revitalized. We're all talking about it more. They're playing better basketball. It's enjoyable. It's fun. Everybody's smiling. And I just think it was a win-win all around.
No question. Troy, thank you. Absolutely. And I think a few weeks ago is when we got to the point, I'll just speak for me. I don't want to speak for you. But I completely, you know, sat on the sword and said, whatever I was worried about when the Warriors acquired Jimmy Butler, I was wrong. And it doesn't matter if even now any of it comes true a year or two from now. The trade with what they had to give up was already worth just this. Literally just
basically
this.
Right.
Even if it doesn't end up where we all hope it goes, it's like, to me, the magic of all of this is that at a time where most of us sat there and went, boy, our imagination needs to get real big to believe the idea that a 37-year-old Steph Curry is going to have another shot at something in the postseason. We have to really expand our Alice in Wonderland imagination, if you will. And then Jimmy walked in and has sort of already threatened to make it reality right away. I don't know where this is going to go, but I don't think it's going to go to the play-in tournament and then one and done or two and done. I mean, if it takes him to any sort of a seven-game series, that's what Pods told us, we'll take any seven-game series.
Right.
If it does that, then it's a win. It's a win, and I do think that will happen.
And even if, like, they wind up in the play-in, they're looking at probably 48 or so wins, and so even that, even if you get to the playoffs and you get a seven-game series and you wind up being one and done and you only get one series, well, he signed for two more years, as is Draymond and Steph. And what we learned this year in a small sample is that this works. And I know that Steph is getting older and everyone's getting older and all the rest of it, but what we've seen from Jimmy, Draymond, and Steph alongside of all the rest of it, Pods and Quentin and Kuminga and whoever else is able to come back next year, this is good enough to win basketball games. Can it win playoff series? Hopefully. I believe in it. And, you know, Steph is, he's slowing down a little bit, but not that much.
Yeah.
And Draymond surely looks revitalized. I mean, we're talking about Draymond Green now. He's talking about it even more so as a Defensive Player of the Year candidate, and he is 35 years old. And you watch him last night against Giannis Antetokounmpo, him playing defense, giving away 7 inches and about 5 years, and he was unbelievable. And Steve Kerr said it himself, and we talked to him about an hour ago about him being one of the best defenders in the league, not only now, but that Steve can remember. So if Draymond can keep it up, Butler fits, and Steph is still Steph, even if this ends in the end of April or early May, we realize now that this actually works, this trio.
Absolutely. And the word that I love that I hear a lot of people use all the time is unlocked. Jimmy has unlocked, and then fill in blank.
Moses.
Okay.
Quentin.
Okay.
Pajemski.
How about Steph Curry's space?
Yep.
How about Draymond the defender?
Sure.
I mean, did Steve Kerr not say that to us in part when he said this?
I think he's the best defender in the world, and I realize how good Wembanyama is, how good Rudy Gobert is, and others. But Draymond said it himself. Ask the other coaches around the league who they don't want to face. You know, I have personally asked other coaches around the league, my friends, and trust me, there's so much respect for Draymond around the league amongst the coaches. They see the versatility in his defense. You know, these other guys are good defenders. I don't think any of them can do everything. Protect the rim, guard pick and roll out at half court, blow up stuff from the weak side. Draymond, he's a defensive genius. He's also a competitive freak of nature. Obviously, his emotion gets the best of him at times, but it's all part of the package, and the package is it's incredibly disruptive to opposing teams, and we are, you know, we're so lucky to have him. He remains an amazing player, even at this stage of his career.
And Draymond spoke about this clearly last night. He was asked, what does Butler open up for you to do on defense?
I think just picking him up full court. You know, I picked Giannis up full court for most of the game. Anytime he got the ball, I was there to pick him up. And that right there, every time I picked him up, Jimmy said, yo, keep going. Go pick him up. I'm going to be in the gap if he get by you. You just run to my man if he get by you, you know. And so, again, with that type of communication, it's very comforting as a defender to be that far up the floor and knowing that you have someone back there that has your help. Because it's daunting to be that far up the floor with Giannis Antetokounmpo with the ball coming downhill. It's a tall task. And so just to know that you have that help back there if you do get beat, you know, it allows you to play with that aggressiveness to be able to pick him up and stop his momentum.
Of course, Jimmy then sent it right back to Draymond and said this with regard to how easy it is to play with him on the defensive end.
It's easy. I get to gamble a lot more for steals when you're talking about the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, the offensive side, two, three, four, or maybe all five people are going to run with Steph. But on the defensive side of the ball, Dre's always talking, always telling people to go, switching up matchups on the fly. Like, it's incredible. And it's like he's, like how people are five steps ahead on the offensive side of the ball. He is that on offense, too, but he's damn sure that on defense.
There it is from Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler with regard to kind of how they're all seeing it and what they're doing for each other right now.
And Jimmy able to go out there and gamble more and go for steals, knowing that he's got Draymond behind him. And defensively, when you have that, as Jimmy Butler, who's so good with his hands and quick on the perimeter, and I think Kuminga can benefit from that as well. And just the idea of Draymond being able to go out there and lock down Giannis, when you think about a Denver matchup, when Jokic is actually out there, Draymond can go out there and guard Jokic. Now, I don't think you can lock him down like he did Giannis last night, because the Joker can just pass and give you 20 assists, but Draymond Green is such a versatile defender that he makes it so almost any matchup is much more palatable.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene.
Hey, guys. So I just got in the car 10 minutes ago. I hadn't heard a lot of all of what you just played. But I guess I'm just going to be reiterating or maybe building on what was said. You said that these guys are unlocking the team, and I totally agree. And the reason they're unlocking, and both Draymond and Jimmy, is because they're both savants. I mean, Draymond Green is a defensive savant. He's a great defensive player himself, but he knows how to use the team. He knows how to make the rest of the team maximize their defensive skills. All you have to do is look at their defensive rating when he's playing and when he's not, considerably different. Now Jimmy comes in with we had a pretty weak offense, and he's doing the same thing on offense. He's a savant. He sees what's going on. He sees where people need to be. He sees the floor as well as anybody. He opens things up for everyone. He makes the game easier for everyone to play. So I hadn't anticipated this. I was one of those, once again, that was dead set against him coming. But, man, what a revelation. So, you know, I mean, the only thing we're lacking, I think, is a big guy and a little youth. But otherwise, no, we're pretty complete looking team right now.
Yeah, Gene, I appreciate it. I mean, look, before the whole we're lacking a big guy thing becomes a thing, you sort of have to see, first of all, you have to get there, and then you have to see what the matchups are. Like, there's no denying it that if they were to face a Cleveland, obviously that would be the NBA Finals, like, but you notice it when they play teams like that, and Denver might be one of them as well. When there's a lot of size and athleticism on the floor at the same time, it can be a struggle for the Warriors. Then again, they've got four rings, and very rarely at any time when they had four championships were they led by by big guys with athleticism. They've been doing it with these guys all along.
Well, it's not so much height that we all get fixated on. We need a big man. What they need is length. And that's where Andre Iguodala deserves to have his number in the rafters, because he will never be confused with being a big man in the association, but he's a long defender. He's a versatile defender. And I think about Sean Livingston as your backup point guard at 6'7", somebody who could get you down into the deep water. You could post up your point guard when you brought him off the bench. And so the length, I think, is much more of a thing. I love Kevon Looney at 6'9". If you had somebody at that size who was a little bit more athletic, somebody who could get up and, you know, change shots and rebound at a higher level, Kevon does a great job for what he has athletically, but that's the kind of player you need. Somebody 6'9", 6'10", with length and athleticism.
Next up, let's go to Therm the Worm in EPA. What's up, Therm?
Man, what's happening, brother?
What is happening?
Hey, look. I told you the best thing they could have did was trade Andrew Wiggins. Andrew was sitting out there, wasn't doing nothing like what Jimmy doing. Now, Jimmy all in the post, doing whatever, you give him Steph spells and the whole nine. But I'm telling you, best thing they ever could have did was get Jimmy. Kevin wasn't coming back to the Bay. Come on now.
Almost.
So, therefore, what we need to do is keep on rocking these wins, keep getting these wins, and make sure we stand up to the test of time. Because the words are the truth. Everybody's stealing our moves and stuff.
Tom, are you holding up traffic right now?
No, I'm in traffic.
Okay, it sounds like it. Therm, thanks very much.
Therm.
Appreciate it. There's a lot of confidence there. Which again, you know, I mean, that's today. That confidence wasn't there yesterday after what had just happened. And it's a night-to-night league and all of that stuff. Sure, I give the Warriors a healthy shot in any series that they end up in. But for me, I'm concerned about two things. I'm concerned about all the early losses and where that leaves them right now in the standings. And I'm concerned about their age. And what happened with Steph Curry last night is one example, even though it came in a win.
Yes, and the concern for me is the fact that you are going to have to chase this thing all the way down to game 82, it looks like. If you want to avoid the play-in, you are most likely going to have to play the remaining 13 games, and you're going to have to really play them. Like, everyone's going to play them in 30, 35 minutes, and you're going to have to try to win these games, because you're right, 47 wins won't be enough. 48, maybe. Oof. 49 is iffy. 50. I mean, 50 might put you in a tie.
Yeah, 50, I think you get it.
You could be safe with 50.
I'd be pretty surprised if that doesn't get you.
If you get 50, that means you finish up 10-3, which means no more trifling around.
No, that means you're playing great basketball with who's on the schedule. Yeah,
and you'd have to, I mean, that would make it so if you finish up 10-3, that would mean you wind up going 24-6 with Jimmy Butler.
I mean, that's
bananas.
It's bananas, and it's also why I said, and I know you hate, you know, must win and all that, and I don't want to use that phrase, but that's what, there's no losing tomorrow night. That's not allowed. No room for that. But there's room for you. We got more of you want to weigh in. 888-957-9570. We will do that in just a second. I also want to tell everybody about an event I went to before the show today that is worth your time and your interest, I think. So we'll have that for you. We're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types welcome. Oh, and also coming up next, only one man, one warrior, has ended up on tomorrow night's injury report. Find out who it is next on Willard and Dibs.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's something for sure.
We don't care.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You had a grand idea for a Podzimski celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something for sure.
Yeah, that's something. That's,
well, I mean, that's one come idea. On, Pods. Like,
we don't care.
I don't think he likes your idea.
I don't think he has a better one.
I don't care.
He definitely doesn't. Not yet.
Well, like, hit him with the night-night, Pods. You came in with this level of self-confidence that is unlike many others. And just when we were talking to him, I realized, and then I went to the roster and it hit me even harder. He is one of five members of the Warriors younger than my oldest son. How do you know you're old when your kid is older than almost half the roster?
I love the young
dude,
people.
It's going to happen to you, Granny.
It's one way to put it. However, I didn't know that you were unaware that you're old.
I was unaware that they were that young.
Got it. Okay.
Pods was born in 2003. So
nobody was born after
something, for sure.
Yeah, no one was born after 2000. That's not true.
They have seven players on the roster born after Y2K was a thing. And Granny, you yourself, whippersnapper, you're older than almost half this team.
Yeah, I'm really old.
Stro.
You're older than TJD. You're even older than Quentin Post, who was in college for 6 years.
He can shoot it, though. He can still shoot
it. Not really.
He can shoot it.
He can make a free throw against a bunch of broken-down old men and listeners. Yeah, I said it.
Well,
what are you
going to
do about it?
It wasn't really against anybody. It was just, you know, against the clock.
I would advise you to come in here and get your cute little picture. Because you got about 12 minutes, man. I'm going to smash that thing.
I don't want to get into knockout trash talk because it's stupid. But at the same time, you got some nerve calling out everybody for their performance in knockout when you're afraid to even try.
I didn't make the draw. I was in the NIT version. And for you to say I'm afraid to even try, you're putting your own emotions into my choices.
You're damn right.
Which is reckless. You did that yesterday, and you got a whole bunch of trouble. You better be careful.
I did.
You got in some heat.
I did.
You better be careful.
What kind of trouble?
You got aggregated by the gate.
So much trouble with the Warriors that two of their biggest names came on the show today? With that kind of trouble?
For me.
That kind of trouble?
I mean, you think they come on without the dimmer? You got aggregated by the gate.
No, you don't.
They
no,
put
you
the
don't.
Gate and aggregated. That's what happened.
I put the gate up when someone tried to come talk to me from the gate a few hours ago. By the way, at the Giants open house, I want to invite everybody. If you want to, this actually was really cool. I wouldn't say this if it wasn't true.
The Giants, are they for sale?
No.
They had an open house?
No,
the house is open. Two to four.
Giants had an open house for the media, so you could go there and hear about what's new this year.
Did you get invited? I didn't.
I don't think y'all check your email.
I definitely check it constantly.
You're the guy who doesn't check his email.
No,
company email.
Yeah, it didn't go to my company email.
Yeah,
Randy,
it went to my regular email.
I didn't get invited.
Grandy was at another one of Steph Curry's parties, so he couldn't go.
Wow,
but anyway,
first name Steph, last name Curry. Grandy was out for that.
Exactly.
Let's just say there was a reason he was resting last night.
But that was funny. Oh, wow. Pause. Anyway.
Anyhow.
I went to the Giants media open house, and you hear about what's new, and they got little things at the ballpark, and they got the Jung-Hoo crew and all of this stuff. And then when it's over, you go try the food. Let me tell you something. From a foodie, they got some stuff this year that's really good. Not everything, but a lot of it was A-rated.
Did you see the popcorn bat?
Yep. And if you want to see all of this stuff, I put up a long set of Instagram stories, okay, at MT Willard. All the food is there. The popcorn bat, the meatball sub, the loaded baked potatoes, the spicy chicken sandwich.
I'm going to eat it.
The pretzel, the dessert, the s'more pretzels.
I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Did I see that there's both brisket and mac and cheese in that loaded baked potato?
Yes, you did.
I'm going to eat it.
There are multiple loaded baked potatoes. And they were delicious and gone. Check them out.
What's the popcorn bat? It's a bat that's full of popcorn?
Like... Boy, nothing gets by you, pal.
Is it like an inflatable bat? Is it like a wiffle
plastic
bat you get you to keep?
Yes, or... like that. Yes.
Not syllable. Past you.
Yeah.
I see how you got that gig, dude.
There you go.
My one big question, because once you see a picture of it is a massive bat.
It is, by the way, very popular. They're getting wonderful responses on the popcorn bat.
They're not the only team doing it. The Pirates are doing it as well. Not
Whatever.
Sure that's the team you want to be sharing.
How much is the popcorn bat?
What's I don't
it
know.
$2.99.
That's a popcorn bat.
Thank you. See that?
It's refillable, Dibs.
Yeah, it's refillable.
But it's refillable, but the question is, can you take that bat home and bring it back the next game and refill it then for free popcorn?
Ooh, good question.
You didn't ask it, did you?
No.
No,
I didn't
just
ask
ate
any
free
questions.
Food.
My food, my mouth was full the whole time.
For journalists.
Look.
Media.
No, Alex Simon was there. Hey, Dibs,
nice.
Look at the popcorn bat.
$23.
Refillable.
Right.
You get that in the first inning,
you
could feed the whole Jung-Hoo crew.
Sure.
The whole thing.
$23.
Yeah.
For.
And you get a bat.
Ooh.
And unlimited popcorn.
Okay. Unlimited until...
How much do you pay for popcorn at the movies?
I don't get popcorn.
Yeah,
popcorn
but if you
is
did...
disgusting.
Well, then now, that why are you talking about this then?
Popcorn, like, if
popcorn,
you're going to get that much popcorn...
I'm going to eat it.
47 cents is what it probably would cost
If you're a popcorn hater, then you're not...
Popcorn gets in your teeth.
That's fine, but then you don't get to have an opinion on the popcorn
bag.
I
get to have an opinion on whatever I want to have an opinion on.
You can't call it overpriced if you're not a popcorn
person.
It
is overpriced. When I know that you can...
Not if it's refillable.
You can get that much popcorn for 47 cents, and you're going to hit me for $23?
Oh, the...
And I get the bat?
The elote... Oh, my gosh. The elote hot dog? Oh. I forgot about the hot dogs.
What's the elote hot dog?
The elote hot dog.
Is that the brand or is like...
No, that's, you know, elote. Like
this is called radio, Lucas. You have a conversation.
Yeah. You don't know what elote is? I'm pronouncing it right, right?
Doing great.
Okay. It's like it's a Mexican kind of a corn mixtures thing. And it's like
you're really good at describing it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what the ingredients are.
Cotija cheese.
It's like a little... Okay.
There you go. It's almost
like a soft corn casserole kind of a thing.
You put
it all over the hot dog, and it's delicious.
$17?
I don't know. I didn't get... It was free.
I get that. You went to a media event with your plus one, and you ate a bunch of free food, and you're excited about it.
Well, but it was good. I'm trying to tell people that all ballpark food is expensive. Why not get something that tastes good? Well, and a lot of these things tasted good.
Good.
They're better than if it's overpriced and not good.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that. And
That's all I'm saying.
Ballpark food is overpriced. You were telling me about...
I said all of it's expensive.
Well, not in Vegas when you went to the Raiders game, it was super bargain everywhere.
But that was like waters and drinks and stuff like that. But yes. Most ballpark food is a little more expensive than if you got it in the aisles at Safeway.
Nice, but not today.
Not today. Delicious.
And free. You're a man.
Nothing better.
The come up. Nobody likes us, but apparently you do today.
Dude, meatball sub?
Mm.
Meatballs. Oh, my God.
They also debuted a new song. Did you hear that?
I did hear it.
You have it?
We should play it tomorrow.
Yeah. Definitely tomorrow.
A lot of the people there are very excited about it.
Oh. Okay.
They are.
That's not bad.
It's a local Bay Area rapper.
Grandy's a big fan of that person.
What's his name again?
LaRussell.
LaRussell.
Mm-hmm.
He's a local guy. And he did a new tune for the Giants at Oracle Park. We should play it.
Tomorrow.
When you're in Vegas. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, GP2 is the one who's on the injury report. Questionable.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only person on the Warriors injury report tomorrow. GP2 with left knee soreness. Other than that, clean report for the GSW Hoopa.
Awesome.
Okay. You all want to do triples for autism? Grandy? All right, let's do it. It's brought to you by Pentanelli Financial Partners, Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area Warriors. Obviously struggled against the Nuggets, but not last night. Not last night. Bunch of threes out there last night. Plenty as Pettinelli ends up with their 45th donation of the year to the SF Autism Society. So if you'd like to make a donation and get involved yourself, go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to pettinellifp.com. Do you want to call a show tomorrow from Vegas?
Maybe.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. I think the listeners want you to.
Friday probably would be better.
Y'all want Dibs to call tomorrow? Friday, I don't even know if you're going to be alive.
Oh, I'll be alive.
I don't know.
We'll see how tomorrow goes.
Grandy and I are doing the show at Splash tomorrow. You don't want to call us?
I might. Yeah, we'll see how things are going.
I'm going to try to stop by.
No,
okay.
If I'm up, I'll call. And if I'm down, I won't call. And, you know, by the time it'll be 5:30 if I call, we'll have a full rack of games already under the belt, so.
You don't get to produce the show. You're not even on it. You have to either say that you, if we ask you to call, you either say yes or no.
All right, I'll call.
Okay, there you go. He's booked. Lock it in.
It's another guest you booked.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm on a roll.
Yep.
Let's see.
I don't think I updated.
Yeah, you gave me a crappy read over here. What are you doing now?
You're doing great.
I look down, and it's like Evan Giddings has got Warriors Live next, and I'm like, no, he doesn't.
This was a busy day.
We've got Warriors Roundtable coming up next
with Gary St. Jean.
Gucci. Yeah.
Kevin Dann
and Gary St. Jean.
Hello, fellas.
Well, that's fantastic. So do you want to do it again tomorrow? Are we ever going to see you again?
Maybe.
All right. Either way, it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.